Electrical estimating. The importance of electrical estimating is I don't think most electrical contractors realize how important it is to understand how to totally, completely utilize this particular tool. And we're going to be talking about that as we go along. Estimating is used by the apprentices. And this is something I think is important to be done in apprenticeship training programs. And I think you're going to start seeing this in the next few years. And I'm working on getting a special estimating course program done for apprentices. And I think that electricians and apprentices need to have a value of their work. They need to realize how much a connector costs. They need to understand the principles of overhead, the issues of whether direct costs are related in there. Because, you know, you and myself, when we were electricians, we looked at somebody else and figured, this guy's making a bundle. This guy is just wealthy. This guy, and those of us that have been in contracting business for a while, you realize this is a tough business. And it isn't as simple as, you know, you think you sell it for $1,000, you're making $800 profit. And that's what all the workers are thinking about. Most of us, if we had known what it takes in order to be an electrical contractor, probably would not have made that choice, because it's a lot of demands, a lot of work. And as we have our guests that are going to be here, you know, we're going to be talking about those issues as to, well, this is a tough thing, and you got to be a certain temperament to be able to handle that business. Estimating is important for the apprentice. It's important for the electrical contractor. It is critical that the electrical contractor understand what it takes to get the job and to make sure that they make the money on the job. About the book. I wrote the book. I'm going to turn to the next page. I'm not going to insult your intelligence and read the book to you, but I want to kind of take you through what's important. Chapter 1 on page number 2. It's an introduction. We'll be spending this first hour and a half, and then we're going to take a break. It's going to be the introduction, kind of setting the groundwork, kind of explaining why, what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish. We're going to go to chapter 2 right after that first one, and we're going to go about estimating. What estimating is about? What are the good techniques? What are the bad techniques? What are the things that people are doing that are working? And what about things that used to work and now they don't work anymore? I mean, you're doing great, and all of a sudden now the market has changed. Why doesn't it work anymore? And Marvin, you've been here for over 30 years contracting, and Dave, you've been for 10 years, and Quentin for over 30 years. It's different today than it was 30 years ago. And 10 years from now, it's going to be different. So we're in an evolving industry, and we need to stay on the cutting edge. And some of you guys have been here for many years. I said earlier today, I said, well, why are you here? You say, well, you know, I want to keep you honest, Mike, you know, just to make sure that we're holding you accountable. I don't want you saying something that's not right. I want you to help the industry. And number two, you know, there's always things to learn. Things are changing. What are the new techniques that we need to be aware of? Chapter 3 is labor units. Your first name again was?
Bruce.
First thing you said was like, hey, I've been only for 2 years. Actually, really only a year. You know, we started, I guess, part-time, and you only been doing a year, and you're like, man, I have no problem, you know, getting the material and pricing the material. But the problem is that the labor is really bothering me. It's causing me some concern. Probably there's other issues, too, the overhead and profit. But that is the next step that you're worried about. I can get the takeoff. I can get the bill of material, and I can get the pricing, but I'm just not sure what to do with it. So the labor unit is an important component. The estimating process. How do we actually do the whole thing? Once we understand the principles of it, the importance of that, we understand some of the foundations of labor units and how we can utilize labor units. And I know that you're not comfortable with labor units. I wasn't comfortable with labor units. But you'll see as time goes by that it's the way that it has to be done. There's no other way that needs to be done. Chapter 4 is the estimating process. What's the process? How do you begin? Where do you end? And chapter 5, and that's probably one that we'll spend actually the most amount of time is chapter 5. And that is the numbers. How do you apply overhead? How do you determine overhead? Well, what about profit? What about direct cost? How do you put it together? How do you bid the job? I mean, what about the market, your competitors? You know, what are the strategies? What's the guerrilla warfare that it takes in order for us to get the job? One thing is to know your cost, but we need to somehow position ourselves in that market to be able to convince the customer that we add value and our price is of good value. It's a best buy. Chapter 6, which I am not going to be covering in this particular videotape, is residential estimating. This is the fundamental, step by step. Okay, count the number of lights. Okay, we go around, count the number of lights. Okay, put that down. Count the number of switches. Count the number of receptacles. I don't want to take up the valuable time and the cost, to be honest with you, the cost of producing the video and being able to sell to you. Chapter 6 is incredibly detailed, designed for you to be able to read the chapter, look at the blueprints, look at the instructor's guide, take you step by step by step through the whole process, and be able to completely estimate residential wiring. And a point, the Chapter 6 blueprint that's in this particular book is the residential wiring blueprint done by Del Mar Publishing, which is with the authored by Ray Mullen. I don't know if anybody, so Quentin, do you use that in your training classes? Okay, so if you're Quentin uses the, now what are you teaching a class on residential wiring?
Yes, it's the beginning of electrical. Coil electrical one up.
Coil electrical one, residential wiring. Well, after that, if you want to teach an estimating class, you'd be able to teach the estimating class chapter six only, let's say. And the guys or the students would be familiar with the blueprint without having to get them all up to speed. So if a person wanted to go ahead and learn residential wiring and estimate residential wiring, they can buy Ray Mullen's book from Del Mar Publishing. They can use our chapter six and estimating wiring. Chapter seven is commercial wiring, A to Z, taking the beginning to the end. Nothing is perfect and nothing is absolute, so it's not totally A to Z. But it's the best that we can do. And that is that we have you can buy the book on commercial wiring by Del Mar Publishing. That book is the book that we use as a basis for chapter seven, commercial wiring. So we try to give you as many tools as we can with one textbook. If you need more commercial wiring, buy the commercial wiring book by Ray Mullen and Robert Smith, and published by Del Mar Publishing. Take a look at chapter seven and learn as much as you possibly can. That's what it takes. And Marvin, you said earlier this morning, the key is the education. That the guys need to be educated, whether you're hiring electricians, whether they're a project management, whether there's a foreman, or whether you're the contractor. You got to be the most educated person to be able to be successful. Chapter 8, I will be covering, and that'll be the very last thing we're going to be covering, and that's going to be computerized estimating. A lot of people are saying, Larry, right?
Yes.
Larry, you're saying, I've been contracting for 5 years, and I got an actual software system, but I haven't used it. I'm a partner, and we're not really using our software system. And I mentioned to you this morning, I said, well, before you can computerize estimate, what you need to do is you need to learn how to manual estimate. A computer is not a computerized estimating system. It just assists you, what you would do manually. It just makes it a quicker process. So that's the process that we have. There's an appendix in the back of the book, which is some estimating forms. But in today's date, with word processing and computers and everything else like that, you make your own takeoff forms. We already talked about the different books, and just a quick little note, a plug there on page 3. If you're an instructor and you want to teach, like Quentin, if you want to teach estimating, let's say in your community college or school, whatever you're at, we would go ahead and get the software for you available for free, and the training class, of course, you'd have to buy the books. We would have to go in that process there. Okay, about myself, just a quick little introduction about myself. I'm an electrician. I just started, like everybody else did. And I remember at 75, I worked for a contractor. He goes, Mike, I don't even have a switch for you to install. We had a big recession in 75. Those of us who were around in 75 know what I'm talking about. I'm like, I was a master electrician. I said, well, there was no place to get a job, so I'll become an electrical contractor. And I had not a clue, nothing, zero. I was an electrician. I mean, how do I know about running a business? I didn't understand estimating and management. I didn't understand labor units. Same thing what you're talking about, Bruce. I just didn't know how to come up with, I could come up with material. I mean, I can come up with how much material we need and the price, but I didn't know how to come up with the labor unit. I didn't know how to come up with overhead and profit. And then, of course, I used techniques that we'll talk about that. But I did okay, because, I mean, I put myself through college. I did all right, but I know a lot more today than I've done. So this is a learning process.